Minnesota News Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Minnesota has reached a major milestone in its Universal School Meals program. Speaking on the first day of school, Governor Tim Walz announced students have now received hundreds of millions of meals through the initiative.
We're proud to announce that we have served 450 million meals over the last 3 years. That is a great testament to the folks who make that happen. We know what the research shows. When they come in and eat a nutritious breakfast, they do better in the classroom, and then they get a good lunch. We know that for many of these students, those are the most nutritious meals they're going to get and get access to it, as we know that this is a program that makes great sense. And the results are showing for it. We're seeing truancy rates go down, and last year we saw the highest graduation rates we've seen.
Walz says the program also saves families about $1,000 per student each year. Longtime Central Minnesota radio station owner and morning announcer is dead following a motorcycle crash near Cold Spring. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says 64-year-old Stephen Gretsch of Albany was riding Friday morning when his motorcycle left the road on a curve and rolled into a ditch. Gretsch, who was not wearing a helmet, died at the scene. Gretsch had owned KLFD Radio in Litchfield since 2005 and hosted the station's morning show. He was riding with two other motorcyclists as part of an abate event when the crash occurred. Funeral services are Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Seven Dollars Catholic Church in Albany. Authorities are investigating a deadly workplace accident at a manufacturing plant in northwest Minnesota. Perham police and ambulance crews responded to Swan Machine around 5 a.m. Friday, where a 47-year-old woman died following what police describe as a work-related incident. Authorities haven't released details about how the accident happened or identified the woman pending notification of her family. No other information about the incident has been released. In other headlines, an Avon man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for a drunken driving crash that critically injured a St. Cloud woman and killed her unborn baby. 33-year-old Christopher Oddie pleaded guilty to two counts of criminal vehicular operation. According to the charges, Oddie was speeding when he ran a stop sign in St. Cloud and crashed into a minivan driven by 34-year-old Natasha Amari. She suffered multiple serious injuries and her unborn baby died. And Minnesota waterfowl hunters will see few regulation changes this fall. Department of Natural Resources migratory game bird consultant Nate Huck.
We have a 5-day teal season, another, roughly 15, 20-day early goose season, so things are pretty similar. We did have a small bag limit increase on northern pintails from 2 to 3, but that's a pretty minor change for most hunters in Minnesota.
Hunters can find license and stamp information on the Minnesota DNR website before the season begins. This is MNN.